Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers.
Another chance, another walk, another dance.
Such an important song for such an important day. As I say, good afternoon to Carlos Husbands, to Fabian Sargent, two great dads, and of course, two great social workers. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Blessed afternoon. I'm doing pretty good.
I'm good. Just getting in from a wonderful lunch, you know, celebrating Father's
Day. Well, Fabian, you look so happy, man. You must have had a ball today for Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you both. I've got some questions for you, for both of you, concerning social work. And of course, such an important day today being Father's Day. I got a couple of questions for you. The first question is, what does being a father mean to you? And either one of you can go first.
Being a father, it means a lot to me, you know. I grew up with my dad. I had that luxury. And I've always lived with my father all my life. I lost my father last year, January. And, you know, it's been, today's kind of, you know, a mixed mood for me, but fatherhood is extremely important. Having seen what my father did, having, you know, being in an environment with my father, I believe that I owe that to my children, to my two sons. So I really, really try my best to be the best possible father that I could be. Also, acknowledging that my two boys will eventually become two young men and hopefully fathers. So I have to set that example for them to carry on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fabian Sargent. We're now going to hear from Mr. Carlos Husbands. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, good afternoon. Similar to Fabian, I would say that I would have been raised in a Christian upbringing home with my father and mother. And, you know, my dad was a person who looked out for his family. He looked out for his children. He would be a praying father, and he was a father who tried to ensure that his home was provided for. So I see my role as a father as being a person who is there to help with the bringing up of my children.
Fantastic. We had an interesting program.
And I have two girls. Unlike the Fabian has two boys. I have two girls.
How old are they, Carlos?
One is 13 and one is 14.
And Fabian, how old are your sons?
One is 7 years old and the other one is 13 years old.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Well, we're going to jump straight into the meat of the matter because it is Father's Day, and I asked you what being a father means to you. So we had a very interesting program today, as usual, on Down to Brass Tacks. Today is Father's Day and we have you here with us. So we do have an opportunity for you to ask you some questions about what it's like in terms of Barbados being a social worker and dealing with situations with families. What are you seeing as the trend in Barbados as it relates to dads?
Carlos, you want to take that?
You go so ahead, first.
I'll go. I guess it is a mixed situation. You know, you have situations where fathers are present, where fathers are very active and fulfilling their roles, I guess their expected roles, in the lives of both boys and girls. But then we have some situations where there's kind of like a large degree of fatherlessness that is creating some challenges for young people, particularly those adolescents, those teenagers. And that is really causing some problems. Like with boys, they're lacking that role model within the home. They're lacking that figure who will help instill some discipline. And as I said, the teenage boys, I find like these boys are growing, their bodies are maturing, they're bigger than their mother. And, you know, I speak about boys because that's who I work with a lot. And you know, sometimes the behavior is really not the best. In those households where we do have fathers, I find that there's a real marked difference. You can see the difference in the behaviors. You can see the difference in the discipline. You can see the difference in how these boys perceive their vision for life and so forth, you know. But it's generally a mixed situation. And regarding girls, you know, fathers really provide that real image for what a man should be for young girls when they're going looking for boyfriends or whatever the case is. And if you don't have strong men, if you have weak fathers, weak men who are not providing the necessary guidance and structure, then you can find that a number of these girls can also, they reach out to guys for that love and that affection that they would have been missing from their dad. So it is a mixed situation, and I guess our social workers, we try to empower families as best as we possibly can to do better.
Anything from you, Carlos, to add?
Yeah, what Fabian said is mixed. It is mixed, and I'm seeing a higher, more greater opportunity of fathers playing a role within the homes. You'll see that some fathers take time, they take the children to school, and they're there. But yes, there's that factor also of homes where there are no fathers. So at times you find that as those children grow up, maybe from inception, you find that as they get older, the boys tend to believe that they are in charge of the homes. So that's where, as Fabian was saying just now, then maybe the area where they then become, as they start to mature in their teenage years, they tend to feel that they are in charge and they don't have that father figure. I would have had that father figure. So they do what they perceive may be what is right for them. And sometimes that seems to be a little conflict because they don't have that set pattern on which to follow, whether it be male or female.
Understood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have two guys representing the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers with us. So, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you both to answer this next question, which is, what made you want to become a social worker? And how did you go about it? I'm thinking there are some young guys out there who are listening who may be thinking about being a social worker and what is a social worker. So maybe you can tell us all what being a social worker is to you and why did you, as a gentleman, as a young person, or whatever age you were, why did you decide to be a social worker?
I was enlisted in the Barbados Fire Service in 2006 and well involved in the planning of Fire Service Week. There was an officer who used to share and would work and would say to me that, you know, in doing, there was a HIV AIDS program in which the Fire Service was involved. And she told me that, Ms. Husbands, if you're really interested in your passion for working with helping and assisting persons, it would be good if you can go to university. At that time, I wanted to pursue public sector management. But she said to me, it would be more beneficial to you, even in your community, that you work with young people. And there's a program, it was a special that was offered then, the social work special, which allowed you to be able to work with not only within your community, but you work with groups, you work with minorities, and you work with the macro projects. So I ventured off into social work. And in my internship, I had two placements. One was at the National Assistance Board, and my second placement was at the Barbados Youth Service, which is now called the Barbados Youth Advanced Corps. So I was able, while working there, to interact and engage what we call at-risk youth, which are young people between the ages of 16 and 22. And from there, that is where my career in social work began.
For me, I think social work chose me. I have always been a person that was involved at the community level, helping, creating projects, working with groups. And I guess my work was highlighted back then to some individuals within the Ministry of Youth who, when there was a vacancy, and they said, you know, maybe with all this work that you're doing, you should apply. I was successful. And then, you know, having been involved in the earlier times with youth work, I then decided, you know, like I needed to really further my studies in this area. And that is when I did social work. I went off and then I did a master's in public health. And, you know, for me, as I said, social work chose me because my life is just about giving. It's about helping. It is about encouraging and motivating. And even though my full-time job is working with young people, I work with men through a charity that I would have formed called Men Empowerment Network Support. So that is where a lot of my work with men in Barbados is targeted. So it really, really chose me. You know, it's just part of who I am as a person.
Fantastic. And what advice would you give to any young person, male or female, in terms of thinking about becoming a professional social worker?
I would tell them, if you're looking to come into the profession to make money, find another profession. I like to be very candid about that. Social work is a hard profession. It is a profession similar to nursing and teaching, you know, where you help people, and that really comes from your heart. Not enough money can cause a person to have that caring, compassionate side of you. So, yeah, you know, once you have that, once you have a passion for people, a passion for helping, I would suggest that you explore social work. It is an excellent profession. And I guess we are right on track to really lift communities, especially in these challenging economic times. And even where we see a number of health challenges starting to creep into society.
Anything to add, Carlos?
Yes, I would say, I would also add the part that it is care. You must have a care for another person because it is a caring profession. As Fabian says, it's similar to nursing. You must have that care to want to help, to want to be able to change. You want to be a change agent to be able to help your client.
Fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, the number to call for the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers is 240-8572. Once again, the number is 240-8572. And the email address is BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. Gentlemen, I'm not going to let you leave just yet, though. I'm going to ask you if there are any other gentlemen, any other dads in social work you want to say Happy Father's Day to, or you want to single out and just say good evening to for their great work.
Yes, I would. I would say good afternoon, Mr. George Griffith, Mr. Leroy Gibbs. Mr. Griffith would have been in my inception into social work. He would have been one of the what I would consider mentors who would have mentored me. Mr. Leroy Gibbs would have taught me, and Mr. Andrew Brown, who would have been at that time the deputy director of the National Assistance Board. Those three men I know in my life were persons who mentored, who assist, who helped mold you to help you realize what the experience was or the experience is to work in social work. I would mention more Mr. Brown, because I remember while doing my attachment at National Assistance Board, Mr. Brown was the person who had to oversee. I had to work. I did my project, my macro project on homelessness, and I had to work with the gentleman at the Clyde Gallup shelter. And Mr. Andrew Brown would have been instrumental in ensuring that, you know, I was able to meet the requirements, be able to get the assistance, and to be able to help me through my training. We also have some gentlemen like Mr. Jomo Phillips, he teaches at BCC, Mr. Ryan Dalrymple, and Mr. Clayton Springer, who would also have been the director of the National Assistance Board. I will leave the other, if by chance Fabian can remember other names, I would allow him to mention some others.
You see, mentioning names is putting in trouble because there's so much to mention. But to add to what you, who you would have called just now, some of them were very close to my heart. I would add Mr. Jeffrey Small. He's former, retired actually, senior psychiatric social worker. He did I learned a lot from him. You know, we have Mr. Cattle. We have Eric Bolden. He's Belgian, but he lectures at university overseas. Then I have two very close social workers who I spring a lot of stuff on. Ian Weeks, Sergeant Ian Weeks, and Sean Springer. Anytime I have any issues, anytime I need support, two of them are always there by my side as social workers. There's Mosiah Hoyt. I'll just pause there because, as I said, there's the trouble because the call sub and not all. And I would just like to just big up all the social worker males out there who are doing a fantastic job in their individual spaces.
I've got some other names like Ryan Dalrymple, Wayne Nurse, Vincent Lovell, Craig Burgess, Fitz Joseph, and some of the names you called previously, Clayton Springer, Errol Bolden, Jeffrey Small. And once again, the number is 240-8572. That's the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. And you can also WhatsApp that number once again, 240-8572. And the email address is barbadossocialworkers@gmail.com. That's barbadossocialworkers@gmail.com. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you for your closing remarks on a wonderful Father's Day. But before that, I just want to wish both of you the very best for the remainder of the day and the coming future. All the best, gentlemen. Over to you to wrap it up.
Well, thank you. I just want to echo your sentiments and wish all social work fathers, particularly because we're talking about social workers, a fantastic Father's Day. As men, we don't really celebrate ourselves. We hardly ever validate ourselves. And I want you to take today as a special day to see that you're doing a great job, understand the impact that you're making on society, and to really, really enjoy the rest of today.
Carlos, husbands, and Fabian Sargent, thank you so much for taking part in today's program.
Thank you very much.
Carlos, you want to say goodbye?
Thank you. Thank you as well.
No problem. Do you want to say goodbye to anybody?
I just want to say, I would have mentioned names before, but I just want to say thank you to all of the fathers in social work. Everybody's role is different, depending on the clientele they serve, but they have been instrumental in assisting and helping with the development of our island, and we really want to appreciate them, and we ask that they will continue to do the good work that they're doing.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening and all the best to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us as well.
One final dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love.